Out of breath and shaking, 18-year-old Walter Leva was frantically searching for his aunt, who lives in one of the buildings that exploded.
If I have to give up a kidney or a heart, I would do it. That's how much love I got for her. I just hope she's okay.
He later found her in Mount Sinai Hospital. Leva says the blast propelled her through the air, and she landed on her back. Doctors tell him she may never walk again. Others at the Red Cross shelter, like 32-year-old Ruben Barrero, says his family is fine, but displaced. With his home gone and his American Terrier dead, he's just happy to be alive.
The two things I couldn't replace were my mother and my sister. All I needed to know that they were fine. Everything else, again, it'll take a lifetime to replace what we lost, but it's replaceable. I can't replace them.
For now, Barrero, his sister, and mother will be staying with friends and family until they figure out their next move. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.